The Cassidy Family, 55 John Street. The Cassidy family lived on John Street as early as 1861, when Andrew and Sarah, born in Ireland, bought a house there. Andrew died by falling into the hull of a ship he was helping to load while working at Morton's Distillery, now the Tut Center. Newspapers of the time reported that money was raised for his widow and seven children, but that it was later stolen. One of those children, William, served as Kingston's last lamplighter. He married Emma Frasso. Born in Kingston in 1882, Emma was the second child of a sausage maker from Italy and his Irish wife, Agnes Doyle. In 1905, when Emma married William Cassidy, she moved from her father's house at 57 John Street to her husband's family home next door. The newspaper reported that, quote, the bride was attired in viol de soie, wore a picture hat, and carried white roses. Emma's grandson Bill remembers that Emma spoke five languages, played piano, and was very clever. John Patrick Cassidy was one of the children of Emma and William. He quit school at 15, and as soon as he turned 18 in 1944, he joined the army. But it wasn't because he wanted to strike out on his own, Bill says. My dad wanted to look after my grandmother and grandfather. He did his training at Petawawa, and I remember him saying how homesick he was. Horribly, horribly homesick. First time away from home. Signing up wasn't the first choice. But as he explained to me, if you didn't sign up, you were considered a coward. So you pretty much had to. Luckily for John, the war ended before he had to see combat, and he continued to live with his parents on John Street until 1958. He worked at Alcan until retirement and was active in the United Steelworkers, but he kept time for building and racing boats and playing drums in a country band. Thanks to Bill Cassidy for photos and stories.